You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Let's review the bidding a little bit, especially if you're a member of the workforce here in the United States. The Labor Department reported this week that new claims for unemployment spiked significantly. They're at a 16-year high. The unemployment rate itself is at a 14-year high. President Bush said yesterday he would sign new legislation to extend unemployment benefits for another 13 weeks. And we're also seeing giant announcements of layoffs in the financial industry. 52,000 jobs or so, the biggest cut by a corporation in 15 years from Citigroup. Fidelity, the financial services firm, is cutting 1,700 jobs. Sun Microsystems is going to lay off 6,000 people. That's 18% of its workforce. What we want to do is get a little sense of the food chain in the labor market. And joining us is Gus Fauché, who's the director of macroeconomics for MoodysEconomy.com. He joins us from Westchester, Pennsylvania. Gus, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, the auto industry executives who spoke on Capitol Hill today would have us believe that roughly 200,000 workers in the Detroit auto industry represent maybe 1.2 million workers who include the suppliers, but then the entire sort of ripple effect of them all losing their jobs raises it to maybe 2 million or even by some estimates, 3 million. Looking at the job losses that have been announced already in the financial sector, the Citigroup number, what is the ripple effect of these jobs?
Well, it's pretty high, and particularly because in the financial sector, a lot of those jobs are very well paying. So we're going to see, you know, people who in consumer services who supply those folks, you know, they're going to lose their jobs as well. So we think by the time all of it's said and done, we'll probably see job losses of somewhere 2.5 million, and that is if none of the big three go bankrupt. If one of them or more does, then we're going to see even more job losses.
So 2.5 million, even if the auto industry stays at the same level of employment, if it survives.
Yes, correct.
All right, let's talk about the sectors where these unemployment announcements and layoff announcements are really hurting the hardest. I mean, you mentioned the financial sector. Is there something about the kinds of people being laid off during this recession that's different from what you've seen in the past?
Well, I mean, certainly this recession started in the housing market. So we first started to see job losses in construction and then industries that are tied to the housing market. So, you know, your home improvement superstores, your building material suppliers, that kind of thing. But now we're seeing much more widespread job losses. We're seeing it throughout manufacturing. We're seeing it especially in financial services. But we'll see more and more job losses just in regular consumer services, in business and professional services that help the financial services industry. And I think by the time we're all said and done, there are going to be job losses throughout the economy.
Now, let's go back to the financial services sector for a moment. You said that the ripple effect of these high-paying people losing their jobs at Citigroup and Fidelity, et cetera, means that landscape contractors, waitresses, waiters, restaurant workers, service workers who supply the personnel at Wall Street are also going to be losing their jobs. We haven't even seen that spike yet, it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, and I mean, those job losses are going to be kind of gradual. It's not going to be the big layoff announcements. You're just going to see fewer people being hired. When people quit, nobody's going to replace them. So it's not like you're going to see big announcements in those sectors, but you are going to see over time and a gradual erosion of employment, you know, probably for another year or so.
There was significant unemployment increases in the 1980s recession where the economy seemed to go through some sort of a structural change and became much more of a service economy on the other side of it. How does what's going on right now stack up to what went on in the 80s?
Well, certainly so far this isn't as bad as it was in the 1980s, and I don't expect that it's going to be that bad. Back then we had double-digit inflation, and the Federal Reserve moved interest rates up to 20% in order to choke off inflation. That led to a huge correction in the housing market. We saw an enormous restructuring in the auto industry. The unemployment rate then almost got to 11%. I don't think it's going to get anywhere close to that this time, although it's still going to be probably the highest since that period.
What's helping to keep it from being that severe? You mentioned interest rates.
Well, certainly the Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates low, but I think our economy is structurally stronger than it was back then. It's pretty flexible now, so that if people do get laid off, there are opportunities in other sectors. And I think we're also having much more responsive fiscal policy. So the government is out there spending. We're going to see a big fiscal stimulus package probably as soon as President Obama is sworn in, you know, maybe in the order of $300 billion or so. So we would expect to see a lot of government spending to help support employment, too.
All right, well, let's end on the stimulus package then. If we consider what you've talked about in terms of the sectors that have been affected and how this is beginning to generalize, if we can think of that as an MRI of the labor force, where should the stimulus package be targeted to have the best impact?
Well, I think there are three areas where it should be targeted. First is giving money to people who are kind of on the edge. These are folks who, if they get money, they're going to go out and spend it. So that's things like extended unemployment insurance benefits or expanded food stamps. Second factor would be aid to state and local governments. If state and local governments get the money, they'll spend it almost immediately. And then also infrastructure spending. State and local governments have a lot of infrastructure projects lined up. They can spend it almost immediately on roads, that kind of thing. And that would get the money out into the economy quickly, creating new jobs.
All right. Gus Fauché, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gus Fauché is the director of macroeconomics for MoodysEconomy.com, speaking with us from Westchester, Pennsylvania, talking about stimulus package and what sectors of the economy are most having an impact on unemployment and the economy. And thinking about debt.
Because of the tight.
I'm listening to your series on Better Nation. I have my own new plan. I'm going to take my kids over to Nebraska and leave them, and then I'm going to pick them up in about 7 years, and they can both start getting jobs. I can save money and generate income for the country as well.
They were listening to your story last week.
About the safe haven law there in Nebraska.
That's incredible. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Your innovative notions for dealing with debt and the economic downturn. Also at MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Headlines from Mark Garrison.
Thank you. It's 21 minutes before the hour. Oil.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.